Good morning, I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is Wednesday, March the 27th, and stock markets continue to climb here, led in part by a bump in bond prices. 10-year U.S. Treasuries up 35 cents to yield 4.19. 10-year Canada's up 43 cents to yield 3.44. Action in the Dow Industrials, led by Merck, up 4% in a 52-week high, plus Intel up 2.6%, means that we're getting more action in the Dow stocks this week, or today anyways, 26 of the 30 stocks up. But we also note that we also have three Mag 7 stocks on the Dow, and both Amazon and Apple are higher here this morning. The Dow Jones up 270 points, 39,553. As the NASDAQ, well, we have a little bit of profit taking some of the other Mag 7 names. NVIDIA, Netflix down 2%, Alphabet, Meta, and Microsoft down about half of 1%. The NASDAQ still up 16 points at 16,332, and the Standard & Poor's up 17 points at 5,221. In Canada, all the TSX subsectors are up except technology. No surprise when we see some of the Mag 7 names down. Gold, materials, and healthcare all up over 2% here this morning. Utilities up 1%. Mining stocks like Mag Silver and Alamos Gold are having a great day here this morning, and the top story seems to be that consensus is the Bank of Canada likely to cut interest rates before U.S. central bankers do, and that's giving us a boost as well. So when we look at the top performing name, though, it is actually Canopy Growth, up 15%, following on the heels of Germany legalizing cannabis. The TSX up 124 points at 22,037. In the overseas markets, Germany up 92, that's a record high. France up 20, that's a record high. London flat here this morning, up 1 point. As for the Asian markets, Tokyo up 364 points as Japan gets closer to ending their negative interest rate policy. But it is still attracting a lot of investors into those higher dividending stock plays. So no surprise, we've got a nice gain on the Tokyo market. Compare that to Hong Kong, down 225 points. That's despite government officials wooing U.S. executives to invest more money in China. Turning to commodities, we've got gold up a nice batch here this morning, $13, $2,212 an ounce, copper flat at $4, crude oil down 37 cents, $81.24 a barrel. We had a bit of a build in U.S. weekly inventories, 3 million barrels, not too outsized for what they were expecting. As for natural gas prices, continue to slide down another 7 cents at $1.71. Speaking of sliding, well, actually not sliding now. Canadian dollar is back right to even at 73.61 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.35 for U.S. dollar, $1.47 for the euro, $1.71 for the British pound. And we note the U.S. traded away to Dixie is a little bit stronger here this morning at 104 and a third. Bitcoin, though, down about $400 at $69,250 U.S. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker, PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.